Studios right now. We got us some live music coming your way with Mark Olson and gentleman on the fiddle and lady here on percussion, and welcome.
Gentleman and lady.
Yeah, well,
it's,
you know.
Nice to be in Santa Cruz.
That's why it's radio. You can say those kinds of things, you know. Well, it's good to have you here in Santa Cruz. Have you been here before?
I've played here before, yes, a couple times, I believe, but years ago, so.
Was that with the Jayhawks?
Yeah, with Gary, and then once with the Creek Dippers, so. So that was a few years ago, but glad to be back. And I've also played somewhere in the Redwood Forest area around here, a little pub one night.
Yeah, that would have been at Ben Lomond.
Ben Lomond.
That's where it was.
Yeah, it was a
little biker bar there.
It's nice, yeah. That was it.
That's no longer the prime venue. The booker for that has gone into another place called Don Quixote's, and Henflings was the name of the place.
That was it. I thought you were going to say he's gone into seclusion.
No. He's just booking another place that's not a biker bar, so he can got better sound, and you're not sitting in the audience's lap when you're there.
Yeah, I remember that.
So what you got for us?
We're going to play, I guess, we'll start with a song called My Carol. It's our first song on our new album. So here we go. I have come to fetch my carol. I have wandered in the mud. Dirty sheets outside broken windows. Lies that poor folks never tell rich ones. Louder still is the sound of love. Is the sound of love. And where she falls in the leaves and rolls, I know the beauty of her song. The blood of priests run in her veins. She shakes her fists when taunted so. Stronger still is the light of her soul. Is the light of her soul. And I have come to help her. My love for her is a speckled bird, an animal bleeding in the snow. Slink back under the fallen steps of black rites and crooked stairs. Unforeseen victims of modern sin. I walk the dark rain and then no more. Daylight rings the bells of joy. Oh, the bells of joy. And I have come to help her. Now my footsteps, I follow her black hair, my face, my arms around her waist. And I have come to fetch my carol. I have wandered in the mud of dirty sheets outside broken windows. Lies that poor folks never tell rich ones. louder still is the sound of love, is the sound of love.
One presumes that's called The Sound of Love.
Mike Harrell.
Mike Harrell. Oh, that's right.
You did, I don't want to be that obvious, man.
Yeah, okay. Okay. That's right. You did announce it at the start of the song there. And so you've made a reputation through the years for your songwriting. I read a review here about how the Jayhawks came together. You're led by the gifted songwriting, impeccable playing, and honeyed harmonies. And
we don't write those things.
No, obviously. And one hopes not. At any rate, but yeah. So how do you feel about your songwriting these days?
I've always, from I got out of high school, I got interested in music, and I started to go out and see bands. And from that point on, I've always, throughout the years, every year, wrote some songs. And I've always thought that over the years I've gotten better, that there's been some kind of improvement involved here. And it basically, I try to, the way I think about it is people I've met in my life and ideas that they have or ideas that I've come across, I try to a little bit romanticize, you know, turn a little bit fictional. And I don't write, you know, like verite stuff. I write more like fiction, but it's supposed to be something that's inspired me, so hopefully inspires somebody else. Like I'm inspired by this person or this idea. And that's my basic outlook on it. That's sort of the idea I've always had that I've been striving for. And then just being exposed to different kinds of music, traveling around. I like to listen to world music. I like to listen to country. I like to listen to a lot of different kinds of music. And I am always trying to get, you know, away from the 1-4-5 progressions and things of that nature. You know, just always looking for different melodies and stuff. And then with harmonies, I've always loved harmony singing. I was always into the Everlys and the Leuven Brothers and the Jayhawks. That was sort of our calling card. We had these harmonies. And then later on, I played with Victoria Williams, who we had more of a Holy Modal Rounder outlook. And that was
that's
really,
not your Peter Stample. And,
oh, he's awesome. I really like that stuff. But this is a little more a natural fit for me, singing a little more straighter harmony stuff. But I was always like blown away by the way those two would sing together. It sounded so cool. And you know, they didn't really work it out. They were just like doing it. And it was great.
Indeed it was. So the last project I know about of yours, the Salvation Blues, is, you have something beyond that now?
No, we're still, that came out in June, and we basically toured since then. We started in August, and we toured 2 months in America, 3 months in Europe, and now we're going for another month in America. It's nice because there's been a couple years where if you don't have a record out that's getting some notice, then you don't really tour that much. So this has been a good run for us.
I'm dealing with something official here, which is you're listening to KUSP Santa Cruz, KBDH San Ardo. We're on the web at KUSP.org, streaming live, podcasting, and in HD radio. All of that right now, here, right down on the Pataphysical Farm with Mark Olson, and here live in the studio. Mark, you're appearing tonight at the Kuumba Jazz Center along with Mary Gaucher.
Oh, and she's fantastic, too. She's really, really good, so people will enjoy that.
So you got another tune for us here, sure, for sure.
Let's do Tears from Above.
One, 2. Oh, let mercy, oh, let grace, I cannot call, babe, come by this place. May it fall like tears from above. May it fall like tears from above. The sun will hide his face. My rooms will be a prison. My work will be taken away by the night. Darkness and light around us like a mold. darkness and light around us like a mold. Oh, let mercy, oh, let grace, I cannot call, may it come by this place. May it fall like tears from above, may it fall like tears from above. The rain that falls in the morning, keep the doves from the sky. The green grass is plenty, the green grass becomes knee high. Darkness and light around us like a mold. Darkness and light around us like a mold. Oh, let mercy, oh, let grace, I cannot call, may it come by this place. May it fall like tears from above, may it fall like tears from above. May it fall like tears from above. May it fall like tears from above.
Must have liked that one. He's indicating we should all applaud the fiddle playing here. Yeah, so why don't you introduce your fellow band members here?
I met Michele Gazic, who's playing the violin, in Italy 6 years ago. He was playing with Michelle Schock, and we struck up a friendship and didn't really get to play together. We played one tour back then, but now he's freed up a little bit, and he's been able to tour with me the past year, and he played on the album, too. And then I met Ingen Ringvald 2 years ago when I was playing in Norway, and I thought, wow, she can sing great, she can play the drum, and she can play the guitar and the piano. So she does all that at the show. So she's like four musicians in one, and a very nice person. And and she's from Norway. She's from Oslo, Norway. I don't know if I mentioned that. So it's good. I do real well in Europe on the air travel, because I just go over there and I have a band waiting for me, so it's nice.
Yeah. That does make it a lot easier, and particularly if have somebody who plays many instruments.
Yeah.
You know?
So yeah, and we don't have a big entourage, and then we can create different sounds and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So, are you still doing things with the Dippers here? As on again, off again type thing.
They helped me write one of the songs on the new record, National Express. So they. We did a tour then. Mike will probably play with us. I live right by Victoria, and Mike will probably play with us when we're in Minnesota. So, and Victoria's going to be working on a new album here. And Mike is the musical director at a church, and he has two young children, so he doesn't
tour.
Yeah, it's better not to do that.
So, for those that don't know, the original Harmony Ridge Creek Dippers. There's a mouthful for you.
Well, again, we were inspired by the Holy Bodo Runner.
Okay, so that'll do it.
I know there's a generational gap, people not knowing about them, but...
Well, people that listen here to Cusp at least have a shot at knowing who they are, because we...
They made a film, about one of their reunion tours. And Weber didn't show.
Yeah,
that was the deal.
You never know what that guy's going to do.
It's... I think he's disappeared off, like he's really under the radar now.
Yeah. Oh, well, you want to talk about zany and crazy mixed up with folk and rock instrumentations and electric fiddles and whatnot. They were it.
They were it, yeah.
Well, we got time here for one more, and offer encouragement people to go out tonight to the Kuwumba at 320-2 Cedar Street in downtown Santa Cruz. You get not only Mark Olson, but you get Mary Gaucher, two for the price of one. Sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
And it's Saturday night, so come on out. It's been kind of chilly all day. Come on out and get warmed up. This is called National Express. Once I lost my self-respect, I was stranded in blue and all by myself. Then my love came up to me. I want to ride with you by the sea. Oh, my love, these traveling blues got a hold of me. It makes no difference what you do or where you'll stay when you come home. Who will know your name? A gypsy by the footbridge, standing in the rain. Here comes the National Express. Here comes the National Express. Here comes the National Express. To the station was empty then. Light bulbs were broken, announcements grim. Children to follow how they talk, children to follow where they walk. Where's my home? How could I lose this in a day? It makes no difference what you do or where you'll stay when you come home. Who will know your name? A gypsy by the footbridge, standing in the rain. Here comes the National Express. Here comes the National Express. Here comes the National Express. An ancient survivor from a parish far away, with the dream they all share. Birds fly through the station. Here comes the National Express. 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 Here comes the National Express.
And there it goes.
And there we go, off into the ocean, floating on my guitar.
Yeah, well, that was fun. I certainly hope a lot of people show up tonight and have some fun getting the full set.
I think it's going to be good. I heard that there's quite a few tickets have been sold, so.
Yeah, I don't actually know who's promoting it. Usually when it's the Kowumba Jazz Center, it's Sleepy John Sandage that does this, but the phone number for this show is a San Francisco phone number, so I'm not exactly sure who's put this together.
Yeah, we'll see.
But
I know they have a piano for us down there.
Oh, yeah, and they have an excellent sound person down there.
Great.
So, and
it's a good deal, yeah.
Yeah, you'll be able to hear everything you do. Everything.
We played a club with Fender monitors, and I'd never seen those before, but it was like having an amplifier as your monitor, and it was really intense. It was like yeah, it was in Germany, so a German Fender sound. Get a load of that.
Yeah, well.
All right, well, thanks for having us.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, and you should extend some thanks also to your record promoter there on Hacktone Records.
Yeah, Hacktone Records, and they put out quite a few reissues and a couple other modern artists, so to speak, but they do a lot of different kinds of music, so Hacktone Records out of Los Angeles.
Yeah, so yeah, they were definitely driving to make this happen, and I think it did.
All right.
So, where would people see you if they don't have an opportunity tonight? Where is the next place?
Okay, we're going to play in Winters.
Okay, up there.
The day
in the
after
Central
tomorrow.
Valley.
Yeah. And then we'll play in. That's it for California.
Yep.
And then it's up in Portland and Seattle. But as far as California is concerned, we'll probably have to wait till either May or the fall. That would be it. This is it for this part of the year. In this part of the country.
And then people have homes to go to at some point here. If you've been touring behind this for quite a while, so you say since June. So
We started the tour in August. The record came out in June. But yeah, that is a while. So we'll go back and cook us a meal at some point.
All that home cooking touch. Yeah. Usually I like to go out with something from your latest project here, but I couldn't find it in our in-town stuff. Something got... Wires
Did
got crossed there.
Pilfer it, or
I hate to think that, but that's it's a possibility.
Hey, let's go out to the. Why don't you just play something, and then we'll bring a CD in for you.
Okay, that sounds like a deal.
Okay,
thanks. So, yeah. Once again, you're down on the Pataphysical Farm here. You see a project up there that
the latest, the Salvation Blues, you mean?
You see it?
Yeah, it's right there.
Oh, Salvation Blues. Oh, it's a thicker project. Yeah, okay. I was not looking for a... There it is. Hut, seek and ye shall find. That's knock and the door will be open. And what would you like to have us play here?
Ingen? Winter Song? Clifton Bridge.
Yeah. Clifton Bridge.
And number two.
Number two, okay. So here we go with the canned music. You can hear the live stuff tonight starting at, I presume, 8 o'clock. Doesn't actually mention the hours on this, but that's a usual Saturday night showtime. 320-2 Cedar Street there in downtown Santa Cruz. Phone number for that area code 415-309-9240. So, yes, once again, area code 415-309-9240. And here's Mark Olson once again with a full-on band project here.